The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See you live off the record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Art Development, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Battery and Tire Specialist, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, The Free National Movement, Lowe's Wholesale, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, New Life, Original Patties, Percy's Island Games, Perfect Paint, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Thompson Trading, and The Works Center.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4216. You can call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can reach us on 422-4796. That's 422-4794. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Box Channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So we are advancing into the generations of May 12th, 2026. The parties are beginning to their plans and manifestos. In the case of the Progressive Liberal Party, which is the governing party of the country, it is advancing its report on its term. We will examine the platform of the two parties as they share them. Now, this is going to be a very interesting time. So, interesting because if I said to you the temperature of the Bahamas in New Providence, actually, today is 29 degrees Celsius. If I said that to you, there are a number of things that can go on when I say that. For instance, you may say, well, Chivago Lang, I don't have any reason not to believe what Chivago Lang says. And so I believe, therefore, it's 29 degrees Celsius. And then you go about your business dressing for 29 degrees Celsius. Someone else might say, I don't like Chivago Lang. It's not that I don't think he's credible, but I just don't like him. So I don't really think it's 29 degrees Celsius. They're not going to check, but they're just not going to believe me because I don't like Chivago Lang for whatever reason. I don't like he's loud, he's biggity, he's arrogant. Whatever the reason is, I just don't like him. So I'm not going to believe him. And so they'd go about dressing however the heck they want to dress based on however they think the weather is. Someone else might say, you know, I like Chivago Lang. I think he's smart. I think he is he's fair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to believe him just because I like him. They're not going to check. They're not going to look and examine. They just, I like him. And I'm just going to go ahead and dress based on the fact that he said it's 29 degrees Celsius. Someone else might say, you know, I respect Shivago Lang. I don't see why he might mislead me about the temperature, but I'm going to check myself. So they go and they check credible weather reports. They listen in for weather reports on the news. They may even have a temperature gauge of their own, and they check and they see, oh, it's 28 degrees Celsius, not 29. Shivago Lang isn't far off. So he was, but I have already confirmed for myself. And so I'm going to dress on the basis of both what I have confirmed and what he has said. That's what somebody else might do. This is where we find ourselves when governing parties, FNM or PLP, as they're the only two we've had in our history, provide. They say, this is what I've done. In the case of the PLP, this time around, they are even saying what they have not done. So the PLP has provided a report that says, made 387 total commitments. That's what they say. They've made 387 total commitments. They said, and they made these 387 commitment areas. And then they say, of those 387 commitments, they delivered or in the progress of delivering 325. That's a better than 80% success rate. Right? That's a success rate they're saying. They're saying of all the commitments we made, we have delivered or are in the progress of delivering 84% of them. Now, I commend the Progressive Liberal Party on this effort to present its progress report. It's not novel. The FNM used to have their progress report. Ingram was very keen on that. He would provide a fulsome report on what he thought was his successes in government. Where I'm saying the Progressive Liberal Party is being unique this time around is in trying to quantify the effort in terms of what the quantification is interesting to this extent. They tell you definitively 87 promises. They say definitively we've made this in 10 policy areas. But then they go on to say, we have delivered or in the progress of delivering 325. Well, how about this? How about this for greater detailing? How about we have this number, and then we are in the progress of delivering this number? Because the truth of the matter is, if you are in the progress of delivering something, you haven't delivered it, right? That's why ED is applied to the word deliver, because it means it's done. If you can't apply ED to it, then it has not been done. And so to delivered with delivering to get a number is really to tell me maybe your story about delivered is not as impressive as you would like. For instance, let's imagine that the number of delivered was 300. Why would a party not say, listen, of the 387, I have delivered 300. And I'm in the progress of delivering 25. But now if your delivered is 25 and you're delivering, well, maybe it's better to say delivered or delivering. So when I see that kind of reporting, it tells me that you are not yourself very comfortable with isolating the deliver. So you conflate them with the delivering, so that you can get to be a more impressive number, okay? Now, we're gonna look at the report itself, not today, but it is useful, I think, to look at the platform from which the report was produced. And based on what the report, what the platform promised, we can, I'm going to ask you what you think. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Again, remember what I started with this scenario. What you think can be based on, well, I like them, so I really don't care. I just like them and I think they, but it can be based on, I don't like them and I don't care what the truth is. I don't think they did well. Or it could be based on, well, I think I'm going to check against some objective measures whether or not this is so. And make an assessment based on that. So I have no doubt that we may get some of that in the mix today. I am more concerned that, and the two things matter. See, the metrics matter. So if I tell you the economy has grown X percent, and that from BNSI reports, then you will have a perception of that and a thinking on that based on any number of things. If you are a person who believes objective measures mean something and therefore I'm going to be guided by them, then that means that'll be something for you. If you're living in hell economically and you think I couldn't care what the objective measure of the economy says, I have been living in hell. Me and my neighbors have been living in hell. So sentiments and metrics matter to how people play their politics. So the Progressive Liberal Party, for instance, can say they did a marvelous job in this area and that area. If people's experiences tell them something different, then how they reason is a challenge. If the party says, well, we didn't do quite a good job in this area, but people did a marvelous job, then the information comes across differently. So we can have that kind of discussion. We examine, firstly, not the report of the Progressive Liberal Party, because this is what they say. This is what they're saying. But promises that were made and how we today, whether by objective measure or by sentiments, see how they have delivered that. Okay? And so when we come back from the break, we'll start and begin our conversation. By the way, I have a number of other things to say today, too, based on some observations in the press. We'll be back after this break.
Cakes, breads, and pastries. Nothing compares to the original. Yes, at Original Patty's Bakery, try the mouth-watering daily specials, jerk chicken and pork every day, chicken and mutton roti weekend specials, beef, chicken, tuna, and vegetable patties, Escovitch fish, Mondays and Wednesdays, Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Howard Road, Blue Hill Road location, 6:45 a.m. to 11 p.m. Call 341-1871 or 341. Original Patty's Bakery, where quality is always job number one.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're ready for the road.
Saturday, April 11th, bring your flags, bring your pom-poms, join the motorcade to the Fire Forward Rally, F&M Headquarters Freeport at 7:30 p.m. Time to save our country. Time to belt this fat PLP cap. We have the plan to restore the Magic City. We're ready to work for you. This is the moment, F&M. That's the motorcade to the Fire Forward Rally this Saturday, April 11th.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Great. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Man, this weather done messed up the paint on my house, car, the boat. Now I gotta go all over the place looking for tins.
You can have help with Perfect Painting. That's your one-stop shop. They got paint for boat, house, car. You ain't know.
All in one place?
All in one place. Number 102 Wolf Road, opposite Beardale. Or call them 323-7821.
Ooh.
Man, they got high and low-end paint and a good prices. And don't let them be running with special.
Really?
Paint supplies. Perfect Paint is the perfect choice. And you know how to say and go.
Yeah.
Perfect paint.
We are more than just paint.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. Okay, so we're looking at the report that the Progressive Liberal Party. Well, we're looking at a report on the Progressive Liberal Party, not by looking at what the Progressive Liberal Party has said of itself today yet. We're going to look at what they've said of themselves today yet. Producer, I know we're supposed to have some guests in, so if you get them and they come in, let me know. But we're looking at what they promised as from their own words, and then we're going to examine what we think about the realities of the delivery of those promises, right? By the way, the Free National Position may not have delivered or may not deliver a report on itself, but we will examine how the Free National Movement performed as of the last 4+ years too. We're going to do that on another day, okay? So if you read the Progressive Liberal Party's our plan for our 10-point plan, this is on the PLP's our pledge to work smart to move our country forward. This was the 2021 document. It made 10 broad promises. That's what they mean by 10 policy areas. So they made it in those 387. But let's look at the 10 broad promises. The 10 broad promises. This is the first broad promise the PLP made in 2021. 4 years plus later, the question is, did they deliver that broad promise? We are going to foster, listen to these words, unprecedented level of growth while managing the national debt. That's the first one. They said PLP will restore the Bahamian economy and foster an unprecedented level of growth while managing the national debt and ensuring that the people and infrastructure needs are simultaneously met. So the question is, has in the last 4+ years, the PLP, one, restored the Bahamian economy, two, fostered an unprecedented level of growth, and managed the national debt and ensured that the structure of the Bahamas are simultaneously met their needs? That's the question today. You want me to read it again for you? This is the question. This is the question to you. Has the Progressive Liberal Party, this is according to its promise, I'm not making up these words, has the Progressive Liberal Party restored the Bahamian economy and fostered an unprecedented level of growth while managing the national debt and ensuring that the people and infrastructural needs are simultaneously met? That's the first promise. And the question is that so? I will wait to hear from some of you before I venture some comments on it, but is that so? Bahamas, you're listening to me. You've been observing. Maybe you've been looking at the metrics, reading the stuff. What say ye? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, but all parties, politicians, and those affiliated make promises. Only a rare few hold true and try to endeavor best to fulfill their mandate or pledge. But this has that comment, I hear you, has nothing to do with the question I'm asking, though. I'm not asking you to comment on what all parties do, et cetera, and so forth, because I could even challenge that comment you're making. And my question to you is, the Progressive Liberal Party, which is the governing party of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, has a case to make for its tenure in office. It promised in 2021 on trying to come to power that it would restore the Bahamian economy and foster an unprecedented level of growth while managing the national debt and ensuring that the people simultaneously met. This is not a question about what all parties do or what this party didn't do or these parties do. This is a question of, has this promise been kept? And you got to learn to focus, right? Not to get caught up in the weeds. Just focus on the question. This text says, Mr. Lang, delivering could be anything, simple as or a MOU. No, delivering can't be anything. That's not true. People who are analysts, people who are academics, people who are researchers know that you can't do anything and say you delivered. If I say that I'm going to improve the growth of the Bahamas, that means that from the day I said it, I have to look at what the growth of the Bahamas was. And then on the occasion when you report, I have to see whether or not it is higher. That's a number. GDP number. So no, I'm sorry. Delivering cannot be anything, not to intelligent, critical thinking people. No, sir. So this is one of the things I'm going to help you do in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas today if you want to listen and if you want to learn. It isn't just anything. That's nonsense. That's not true. You have to be able to measure what you say you have done. That's the reality. So let me give you an example. If you say you're going to do an unprecedented thing, that means that when I measure that thing, I have to find that in every other measurement before that, what you are measuring has not been done. So for instance, the Bahamas economy, since the Progressive Liberal Party came to office in 2021, has not averaged I think 4% growth. Now here's why I say 4%. Because if you measure the recovery in 2021, which was like 14%, that was recovery. That's economic growth that UK, this was after an economy had been almost totally turned down. And then after that 8%, so this is when it was an economy being turned back up that wasn't broken, but being turned back up. So you really have to see those 2 years, 2021 and 2022, as anomalies. So if you look at the more normalizing years, you cannot suggest that the Bahamas has had in that period, in any period, that in any period, that growth would be unprecedented, meaning never done before. Cannot. The numbers cannot bear that out. So I don't have, that's not my opinion. You could just look at the numbers. Look at the growth rate of the Bahamas in the 90s. Look at it between 97 and 99. Right? Nothing in the last 5 years, in any kind of normal scenario, has reflected that. Nothing. So unprecedented means it's never happened before. What growth has the Bahamas achieved in the last 5 years that hasn't happened before? Do you know that we had a period of growth in the Bahamas that was in the order of 17%? Right? This text says, good day. I am so sick of these governments that finally get to work, resting shovels in the ground a few weeks before election. If they can't do it in 5 years, they won't do it in 10. So pack your bags. Yeah, I'm going to have something to say about some announcements I've heard recently too. This text says, no, the growth wasn't unprecedented because growth under Minnis reached 14%. But that wasn't really growth. It was recovery born of an economy whose base had been turned down significantly. So, you're making my point. It was growth getting back to zero, but by the numbers higher than the PLPs. Infrastructure needs weren't met. Massive potholes were groaned about for 90% of the administrative turn. I think, okay. It says, this text is precisely, I mentioned earlier, the specific 14% example being spoken of now. That cannot be. The Progressive Liberal Party cannot own that 14% and continue to say that they met an economy on the cliff. Think about that for a moment, right? We had election in September of 2021. You cannot say that you met an economy that was on the cliff, right, of ruins, and then say that 14%, which happened in 2021, which you were the government for less than 5 months of it, that you own that. I don't even think they try, right? So that what wouldn't be reasonable. All right, so we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, to pay our respects to our sponsors. But when we come back, we're looking at the very first promise that was made and asking the question, has it been delivered? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back for this break.
Marcos has the best.
No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. Cheese. No.
Order Marcos now. We win on taste.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in BAMSI, we are not just produce, we are cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
Flavored Island Gas.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Gas.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Planning a day at the beach? We supply a wide variety of beach toys, floats, and pails, now at 15% off. Protect your family from the harmful UVA and UVB rays with copper-toned sunblock at special low pricing all summer long. Partying with friends and family? We have you covered with Kingsford charcoal for all your grilling needs. With four convenient locations to serve you at Harbor Bay, Soldier Road, Palmdale, and Southwest Plaza. Happy 42nd Independence, Bahamas, from Lowe's Pharmacy. Help.
Man, that's a solid Dickie suit set, eh?
Yeah, the works and they got them in long and short pants. And they got shirts and polos in all colors for the guys and the stylish ladies' outfits for us.
I like him there. My husband is getting all the uniform for his staff from them.
Their staff good, too. Helpful, you know. Everyone knows Dickie's clothes strong. They durable and it's wear well. The Work Center on Rosetta Street, across from Roberts Furniture, your leading distributor of Dickie's workwear.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. The Progressive Liberal Party report, released this report on its progress under its tenure. It indicates that it has made 387 promises under 10 policy areas, and that it has achieved or is achieving 325 of them, just about 84%. We're not looking at their report yet, because that's what they say. What we're first looking at is what was promised in 10 broad areas, and what we can ascertain about what was promised. We may not get to all 10 today. We likely will not get to all 10 today, but we will get through it. The first one of those promises was about the economy. And the Progressive Liberal Party in 2021 on seeking to win office said that it would restore the Bahamian economy. So the question is restore to what? See, if I restore a piece of furnishing, then whatever it was before I decided to restore it, I have to get it back to there. Okay, think about that for a moment. I have to get it back to there. Now, this was 2021, and the party says it was going to restore the economy, meaning it would get it back to where it was. Well, where was it? When was it? When they said they would restore it, which period of time? See, this is one of the challenges of the promises, right? So you come bring me a promise. I'm sorry, I'm honest. Especially if it is what we call a comparative promise. I am looking for, what's your reference point? Restore it to which period? What is 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 20, which period? You don't know. You can't know, right? But you could pick a period. So you will then have to pick a period. Okay. If you look at the Bahamian economy today, as compared to when the Progressive Liberal Party met it in office in 2021, In terms of growth, if you want to just look at the GDP, it's not restored. because the growth was like 14%. Then the next year was like 8%. But if you look at the growth today as compared to pre-pandemic Bahamas, yes, actually it's been restored and exceeded. Somebody just said, Shivago, you're saying that? You're saying that, yes, the Progressive Liberal Party is presiding over an economy that has matched in terms of growth, even what existed in 2019. It has. And in some instances, year to year, exceeded it. Because in that period, if you were looking at 2.8% growth, they are like almost 3%+ in a year now, not over years, in a year. And so if you pick the right reference period, restoring the economy would be true. That would have been delivered. Okay, that's true. Your numbers, you're not going to get me to do that because I can't do that. I can't argue with the numbers. I have to speak the truth, the objective truth. Okay? So if I were arguing whether the Progressive Liberal Party achieved this promise of restoring the economy, I would have to say it did. In terms of economic growth, it did. Now, in terms of fostering an unprecedented level of growth, it did not. Not by far. Did not. Not by far. Not by far. Okay? So on the one hand, restore the economy. Yes, it has. If you look at where we are now compared to pre-pandemic Bahamas, yes, that is true. If you look at unprecedented, absolutely not. Not even close. Not even close. There's no use to say that. Has the party at the same time managed the national debt? Well, it depends on what you mean by managed. Well, yes, it has. Like, if you look at the fiscal deficit under the PLP, it has been, it declined. If you look at the debt to GDP ratio, it declined. And so if you talk about whether they worsened the debt in terms of the growth rate of the debt, the answer would be no, they did not. Over the period of the Davis administration, the growth rate of debt has been slowed relative to the period within the pandemic, but not relative to the period, a couple of years of the Davis administration just prior to the pandemic. That's not true. But without a comparison, have they managed the debt? Yeah, you managed it because the growth rate of the debt declined because the GFS deficit declined. The national debt gone up. Yes, it's gone up, but it's gone up every year from 1973. Every year under every administration, it's gone up. It's never gone down. But you have periods where the growth has been either slower or faster, right? In the period of the Great Recession, the growth was exceptionally higher. In the period of the pandemic, exceptionally higher for all the reasons we know. But in terms of since the pandemic, slowing down that growth rate of the debt, the PLP, the Davis administration has certainly done that. Has it ensured that the people and infrastructure needs are simultaneously met? Not true. No. Why? You said that? Well, one of the great needs of the Bahamas is more jobs for the people, right? And yet our unemployment rate has hovered near double digits, sometimes over double digits for the entirety of the Progressive Liberal Party's term. Well, a basic need was jobs. Young people needed jobs, and their unemployment rate is twice that of the national average. So you can't say those needs were met. They have not. There's significant underemployment in the country. There's significant discouraged workers in the country. Those needs have not been met. Because the discouraged people wanted to be encouraged. That was a need they have. That wasn't met. In terms of infrastructure, I don't think. In terms of needs, if you look at the roads, as somebody alluded to, there are things that have been done now. But there are things that haven't been done. If you look at the hospital, needs? No. Right? So this is a promise that any objective observer will have to say was not met. This isn't a question of meeting. This is not met. Okay, I talked about the recovery, the restoration, met. The unprecedented level of growth, not met. okay, the needs of people and infrastructure being met, not met. Economic diversification, digitization, and innovation will be key to returning the Bahamas in set. Well, maybe because those things didn't happen, maybe the other things that weren't achieved didn't happen. Okay, so that's on the rescuing the economy, the first pledge that I would have to say that on this score, if you take the three items identified in that, of the three items, one of the three was met. That gives you a 33% success in that particular area, 33%. So on the rescuing the economy, the score is 33%. The failure is 66% or thereabouts. Okay? All right. We're going to finish up there. We have a guest with us when we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Rulang, your host. So glad you could join us. For news, we'll be back after the news.
Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Rulang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have with us today Mr. Brian Williams, who is the CEO of Kalina General and Indigo Insurance. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Now, I don't want these people to think that I brought you on because you have been selling me my car insurance. So that's full disclosure. But we're glad to have you. We're glad to have you today.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you been? Yes, man. How long have you been CEO of insurance?
Well, it's kind of been a bit of an evolution, right? Like we started Indigo Insurance back in 2021.
Right.
And then somewhere around late 2023, Kalina asked that we bring Kalina General Insurance Agents and Brokers, let's call it CGIA, into the PNC umbrella, which is Kalina Property Casualty Holdings, right? So effectively that made me head of both. So I started Indigo Insurance back in 2021.
Okay. All right. So tell us what's going on. What's happening? You want to share with us some info?
Yeah. So to the extent you're an Indigo client, but Indigo is the first digital insurer in the region, right? And that extends into Latin America. And so you can buy a car and home insurance in under 5 minutes, right? So because the backbone is really our people as well as technology, when we were with sort of leading Kalina General Insurance, the brokerage arm, we decided to introduce technology as well, and to one that's focused heavily on customer experience. So we put in place a lot of infrastructure, all electronic no longer fillable PDFs, you know, things of that nature. So then the question last year was, let's now pivot, now that the groundwork is done, let's now pivot towards being a real broker, you know, one that gives, like, you know, proper advice to clients and prospects. And within that context, we decided that we were going to do a number of events. So the first event that we're staging this year is one at Bahamar at the convention center. Mm-hmm. And it's going to focus heavily on CAT planning and CAT response, climate change and resilience, insuring. And it might sound a little bit blasé, but there's a lot of elements to that. And this event was partly inspired by a visit to Jamaica after ISA. I reached out to Acclaim's innovation manager in Cayman and suggested that we fly down. We had just as well on the CGIA side introduced Acclaim's concierge service, where for clients of CGIA with Acclaim, with an insurer, that we become like advocates, right? And so she came along as well, the person, the claims concierge over at CGIA, and we visited a three-tower hotel. And in that moment, with a global loss adjuster, we discovered that there were so many more elements to loss adjusting and making determinations of claims for very large properties, right? And so from there, we brought this head of CAT for this global loss adjusting firm.
Now, you keep using the term CAT, but let's not assume people know what you
exactly,
mean.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So CAT means catastrophe, which could mean earthquake, which could mean hurricanes, which could mean volcano. In a context of Bahamas, the biggest vulnerability is really hurricanes.
Okay. So I'm glad to hear you want you to expand on it. You said we wanted to enter that true brokerage space, because I often did wonder whether or not the brokers in the Bahamas who say they are insurance brokers are really insurance brokers.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question.
So explain that to folks so that they understand when you say you enter in that space, in real terms, what that means.
I mean, Kalina has always been in that space. It's just that when we came on the scene and eventually the acts that, you know, we sort of bring it under our PNC umbrella, meaning the holding company for Indigo would be the holding company for CGIA. So, the reality is that brokers are servicing clients, and not just servicing, they have a responsibility to the clients, right? So an agent is generally, in the insurance world, an agent is attached to an insurer, but a broker is supposed to service the needs of a customer. So,
I'm looking for insurance.
Yeah.
And if I go to an agent, the agent is going to say, yeah, you should go with us. This company here, we have that product, blah, blah, blah. If I come to you, you're saying to me, well, here are the options you have. Is that true?
Yeah. And that's how it should be, right? And it should be highly consultative, right? So one of the things with many, many brokers, and not just in the Bahamas, but regionally, because I've traveled the region and I've had exposure to the region, is that most brokers aren't consultative in their process, right? Mm. So they don't make a determination of the overall picture with the client the way you would expect for someone doing financial planning, right? But this
is risk planning. What would be the benefit to a client if the broker is being consultative?
Yeah, so the classic example is, again, the visit to that hurricane-ravaged hotel where we drove up and we thought it was mostly superficial damage, three towers, a couple of windows blown out, a couple of doors. Or to us, it seemed like a few windows and a few doors. And as we approached the CAT catastrophe for this global loss adjusting firm, he started talking to us about directors and officers insurance. And I'm like, why are you talking to us about directors and officers insurance when I'm here to understand the extent of Melissa's damage? And what he explained was the ownership group was pretty diverse. So one of the towers was owned by a global bank, right? A regional bank. I think their pension fund. And so they had specific rules. It was structured like a condo. And then the hotel itself owned the other two towers. But they had delegated authority to manage that condo building. But there were certain agreements in place to ensure that both sides were participated in any key decisions associated with the property. So it meant that in the event that one side was excluded versus the other, the directors and officers of the ownership group could be. That was the very starting point, right? So then I began to understand. It was great for the team on the ground to hear that. Then I was able to understand, well, hang on here. This is a little bit beyond just building insurance, right? So then as we walked towards the building, around that same time, they had flown in a business interruption, which is one of several classes that's typically offered, or that large properties or businesses generally should have as coverage. Meaning, an event comes, the business has to shut down, and you have business interruption insurance, and it pretty much covers your net profit as well as your fixed costs for the period of time that it's shut down. So this British adjuster was there, and I'm like, oh, this is really a big thing. You're flying like a British adjuster. So what he explained to me is that the difference between that entity making a CAT plan ahead of a hurricane and not having one was $8 million. And I'm like, $8 million? And $150 million property, right? And I'm like, $8 million? And I'm like, why is that? And what he explained to me was that when some of those windows and doors were blown in and rain got in, the air conditioning didn't work. And air conditioning does, yes, it cools, but it also dehumidifies, right? And so it created this knock-on effect where it created these water lines from the highest floor down to the lowest floor. And I would say maybe 95% of all the rooms developed moisture damage. And it was so extensive that local contractors who provide dehumidifying equipment wouldn't be sufficient to really map out what's required for a restoration contractor to come in and remove sheetrock, but not to remove more than needed. So what he called industrial hygienists were flown in from the U.S. and they were assessing room by room the extent of the moisture damage, right? And to be clear, a lot of these walls didn't have evidence of moisture damage. So they had to use special detection equipment to determine that inside the sheetrock, not the outside, because the outside was dry, that inside the sheetrock had moisture.
And so if you go ahead. Sorry, go
ahead. No. And you really just have 48 hours after moisture to really dehumidify. After 48 hours, mold is going to set in. So if you think you're going to bring dehumidifiers in on day 3 or day 4, then you're making a mistake.
So a broker looking at a small, a medium size, a big business, an individual, you are saying, needs to take account of all these particular needs of a client so that they can direct them appropriately in terms of advice and guidance on the insurance that they require, as opposed to simply being concerned about selling them some insurance.
You got it, right? Because if I'm a client and I walk into a broker, my expectation should be that you're going to try and understand my asset enough to understand the risks associated with the asset to be able to offer me protection solutions. And it's for me, okay, I can't afford this or I can't afford that or whatever, right? But let me know about these things, right?
Right. And in some instances, you are bringing to my attention some things based on your experience that I may not as a client have taken account of.
That's correct. Okay. And so the biggest thing, my biggest takeaway from that tour wasn't so much the hard costs associated with the rebuild, because if they were able to renovate within 3 months, then the business interruption would have covered 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. But based on what he was saying, it was clear it was going to be 12 to 18 months of renovation exercise, right?
Wow.
Which means that building business interruption would extend to 12 or 18 months.
Mm.
But the biggest thing was the social impact. Mm. And this is where a lot of people don't think about this, right? That a lot of those workers who, some of them were housed in a handful of rooms that were weren't damaged and themselves had lost their homes, right? Mm. Is that probably after month three, that hotel would not have been able to carry those employees, right?
Right.
So they would have been laid off. And then the impact of them and then their communities not having the benefit of their income is you know, disastrous, right? So the social impact of flawed planning affected not just that building, but potentially entire communities. And so the takeaway from that at that point was, we got to have this guy coming down to our team and do a workshop. So he came down and did a workshop. And then I was like, to the team, we should have an event that centers around this and then gets beyond it. So
hence the Bahama event.
Hence the Bahama event.
Okay. Yeah. And so the event is... What? How long? 1 day, 2 days? What's?
Yeah. So it's actually by invitation, and a friend of mine connected to you guys said, you know what, you should really talk about this because yes, it's by invitation only, and we're pretty much booked up. You know, we've gotten a lot of RSVPs for it, so we'll probably have maybe 5 to 10 slots available. You know, for guests, right? But at the end of the day, he was like, you know, this is a great story. You should sort of share it with the public on your segment, right? And so that's what we're doing. So at the event, we're going to talk about like CAT planning and CAT response. And we're going to have a panel around that. We're going to have a panel around climate change and resilience. So we're going to have a scientist from the University of Texas, Austin, talking about the work she has done using satellite imagery and lasers and whatnot and photons to determine like water depth around, you know, coastal areas. And we have a local scientist who does a lot of environmental impact studies. And then we're going to talk about insurance and insurance structuring, right? And that for us includes a host of structures and insurance types that the average insured probably have never heard of. So for example, captive insurance, right? Which if you have big assets and you're paying a lot of premiums. Now, as a broker, we don't make a lot of money from, in fact, we don't make any money by referring captive business, right? Because effectively a captive insurance is an insurance company set up specifically for that sponsoring business.
Right.
But it allows that business to buy wholesale insurance company. I'm probably going to be enemy number one for the brokerage community and maybe the insurance community that we're offering up solutions that we're not necessarily benefits of, right, financially. But it's one in which I think, and I've told the team this, that it's incumbent on them to put it on the table to clients who pay maybe millions of dollars in premium every year, right?
But I could tell you one thing. If we could get companies from around the world to set up captives in the Bahamas, it'll bring back a whole lot of economy to the Bahamas as it used to have in the 60s.
Yeah, well, you know, being around Cayman a lot, like, and if you visit Bermuda, it's like insurance is a big thing, right? So a lot of their laws are structured around facilitating the formation of you know,
captives.
Reinsurers and captives, right? So Cayman has probably about these days, maybe about 800 some reinsurers.
It's the regional leader and one of the leaders in the world.
Yeah, for sure, sure.
I restructured the Bahamas' captive insurance laws to try and put us in a better position in respect to the Minister of State for Finance.
Oh, there you go. So you had a vision around it. Yeah.
We've long thought we could try. We thought we could try to regain that business because in the 60s, you know, we were up there.
Oh, 100,
but, But we lost it on making bad legislative choices.
yeah. But I agree with you 100%, right? And I do think that people don't know or don't understand that when you use create legislation to drive a certain kind of business coming in the case of captives, it's like you have the ancillary services around that, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the accounting firms that gonna need to hire more accountants. You have the law firms that need to hire more lawyers and associates. And you have corporate services companies that will have to hire more administrators. And it just goes on and on and on and on.
On and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And so you get that Cayman effect.
Yes.
So you say it's about 10 slots left. So who should be looking to attend to try and get these 10 slots that's left?
Yeah, so either relatively large property owners or owners with sort of a portfolio of properties, because we're also going to, in a structuring segment, we're going to talk about parametric insurance, which I'd say the average buyer of insurance is not very familiar with. And we're very familiar with it. I mean, to bring context, I think Jamaica got 150 million payments, but they also got $100 million of, or somewhere around there, of parametric insurance payments. So parametric works based on triggers. You know, let's say a trigger is Cat 3. Cat 3 hits, and you get an immediate payout. When I say immediate, within a few days, you get paid out without any sort of investigation or inspection. It costs a little bit more, but it certainly has a seat at the table as part of like a broader solution to, buyers of insurance.
And you have to, on parametric insurance, be yourself very mindful of the metrics you set up, because sometimes those triggers could know what you're doing. Hence, they broke up.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So the event is when again?
It's April 22nd, Wednesday, April 22nd at Bahamar, the Convention Center. It starts at 2 p.m.
Right.
If I mean, every day we get in RSVPs, right? So I'm putting myself out there. And what I told my team is, in the event it's overbooked, then and if it's standing room, then as team members, we will sit in the fold-out chairs and we'll have to get
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Or if it gets so overwhelming because so many people listen to Z Live, you can say, you know what, we can do another one, because Z Live just really got the message out. And so maybe we'll do another one another time and people could come then. So they could be on standby RSVP.
For sure.
All right. And I imagine is there a cost?
No. And that's why it's by invitation only, right? Like, we're financing this because we think it's like very important. But
I think exceptionally so, because I mean, you know, the worst time to find out about nuance issues related to your insurance is when you have an issue.
And what, like, our broker partners who on the back end, it's like, and especially for big risks, right? Whenever there's a claim associated with a CAT event, invariably we will process the claim on the ground. But the global, like, reinsurance markets or even the Lloyd's markets for like insurance protection, because a lot of times the local markets cannot accommodate a $50 million risk by itself, or a $100 million risk by itself, or even a $20 million risk by itself. They're bringing in a panel of reinsurers or potentially Lloyd's insurers, right? And so on their end, they have to manage that claim process on their end. So it's like two-tiered. So it's just very important for buyers of insurance to understand, like, there are a couple of layers to this process.
I have a text that says this information is so very important to contractors and quantity surveyors and the public at large. Having a seminar about this is essential to the general public. This would be great for the Bahamas government if we don't have this type of insurance.
So I think the Bahamas government is one of 22 countries that is a subscriber to CRIF. Don't quote me. But
you know,
but,
it is a subscriber to CRIF.
So if there's a horror,
that's one of the reasons why I mentioned trigger points, because when we did have a hurricane and wanted to claim on CRIF, there was secrecy about the trigger.
So in Jamaica's case, I want to say they were unfortunate that, so generally with parametric for hurricanes, right? What pretty much the way, or the way CRIF is structured is their product. If the hurricane falls within a certain radius, and within that radius, a bunch of triggers are hit, then it will do a full payout or a percentage of the maximum payout, right? So with Melissa, it was 100% payout, and then the year before, when Beryl skirted Jamaica, I think there was a very small partial payout, like 10% of the maximum, right? So yeah, you do have to hit some triggers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sounds like a great opportunity for those who take advantage of it. And so again, if people want to contact you about attending and RSVPing, what do they have to do?
So I guess the path of least resistance is they can WhatsApp me on my number. It's 516-610-6575, 516-610-6575. And I will just, you know, shoot me your email address and your name, and then I will share it. But I do think like it's relevant to even contractors, because the environmental impact discussions, right, and the climate resilience and climate change considerations is something that the planning department here is very, and the environmental departments here are very focused on. So having a local expert and an offshore scientist being able to talk about this stuff is like very important, as for those with properties that might fit the profile, or for engineers or architects or even realtors who lease commercial space or sell commercial buildings. Like I do think the advisory should sort of be an ecosystem, right, where it's not just a broker, but as a realtor, you kind of have somewhat of a responsibility to help guide your clients at a very high level with these things, right? So, yeah.
Give us the WhatsApp number again.
516-610-6575.
Okay. Excellent. That way folk could do what they have to do to try and get the information that they need.
Yeah, and you should come too. Send me a WhatsApp. I'd love to have you.
Give it a date again. Give me the date again.
April 22nd.
April 22nd.
In the afternoon at Bahamar.
Okay.
Yeah, so clear your calendar. I know you're a very important guy. clear your calendar.
If I'm in Nassau, I definitely will do so. I say that because I'm traveling and not sure yet when I'm back.
Yeah, but you sound like a private jet guy.
Yeah, I wish. I keep waiting for you all to sponsor it. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me.
We wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Mr. Williams of Brian Williams of Galena General and Indigo Insurance. And so don't bear in mind that the contact and the event are coming up. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to resume looking at progress report of the Progressive Liberal Party. We'll be back after this break.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Deck 6-7764.
Fidelity.
we're good for you.
Did you know that Valvoline's Max Life not only protects against friction, but also leaks, deposits, and sludge? The four major causes of high mileage engine breakdown. Long live your car! Max Life is the first lubricant specially formulated to protect the engine of your high mileage vehicle. Visit us today and see our full line of Valvoline lubricants, chemicals, and antifreeze coolants distributed by Battery and Tire Specialists located 7th Terrace, Centerville.
All right, now the last people supposed to answer this, either they brain was frizz or a couple of screws was loose.
Not me, bro. I sharp. I get this.
Yeah, you sharp as a button, man.
All right, I can see just how sharp y'all is, because you skip a button on your shirt. Well, anyhow. All right, question is, it doesn't rust.
Uh-huh.
No corrosion. It's lighter and stronger than its opponent. What is it?
I know this. I know, but it's steel?
Nope. Wrong answer. Fiberglass rebar. Y'all ain't sharp.
I go on and say that, no.
You don't even know what that means.
All right, here's what makes fiber rebar a no-brainer compared to steel. It don't rust. Steel rebar does rust and crack up your wall like biscuit. Two, fiber rebar is lighter than steel. Steel rebar is way more heavier, so that means it costs you more money and labor. And three, coated steel is more expensive than fiber rebar. And with cheap steel, you still have to paint it. Still costs you money. For more information, call Odd Heavy Equipment and Development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527. Fiber rebar is better than steel.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them more family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand,
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Do we still have a caller on the line? Because they may have been waiting a long time. I doubt that very seriously, right? Yeah, they do. Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. I won't hold you up one single minute more. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Lang?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay, just trying to get clarification on something. I was listening. I came midway in. The PM and those made an announcement reference to the hotel in Freeport, a reference to, I think, partnering with MSC or something. I don't know if that was true. Can you?
There is an announcement
today,
that
they did it today.
Yeah, there is an announcement that MSC. And Concord Wilshire has agreed to partner on a portion of the development of Alukaya.
Okay.
That's the announcement. That's one of the things I was going to talk about.
Okay.
It says that CTL Maritime, together with the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, today announced an agreement under which CTL Maritime will acquire and develop a defined 20-acre portion of Grand Lucayan Complex currently occupied by the Reef Village, which forms part of Grand Lucayan Resort owned by Concord Wilshire Group. And of course, CTL Maritime is an entity of MSC Group. Since we are already on it, I have to say, this is very interesting to me, right? Because Concord Wilshire promised the Bahamian people it would say and provide a timeline for the development of the Alukaya property. In that period, it has said nothing. All of a sudden, MSC's subsidiary, CTL Maritime, could announce with the government that it has agreed with Concord Wilshire to do a portion of something. No, what would the big development? None about it. And this just weeks before, I don't even know what that would be, but I'm saying it was 20 acres of a portion of the property. So you have an 900 million dollar project you're supposed to be doing. You told me the Bahamian people, Concord Wilshire, in 2 weeks' time, I will announce to you the schedule for the development. 5 weeks later, nothing. All of a sudden, Concord. This isn't even an announcement by Concord Wilshire, you know. This is an announcement
let me tell you something. It's like, you know exactly how this game goes. You know in the backdrop that all of this was based on timing and the specific time of what is going on now. So I only laugh, I only smile because I know you know what went going on in the backdrop. So I'll leave it right there.
Thanks for calling, brother. So 5 weeks later, nothing from Concord Wilshire on this big project that Grand Bahamians and the Bahamas wants to have happen. Nothing. You didn't even have the courtesy, Concord Wilshire, to come back and say, you know what? I promised 5 weeks ago I would come to you 2 weeks after I had spoken. I hadn't done so because X, Y, and Z. Nothing. Now we get an announcement that did anybody ever hear that MSC had anything to do with this property? Anything at all, ever? Anything at all? MSC, anything at all, nothing. All of a sudden, MSC is buying 20 acres of the property. If the people bought the property and they already had a plan, they got monies to go and develop the property. Now, MSC is going to develop a portion of the property. And still, Concord Wilshire can't say nothing about the other portions. I told you guys this before. I do not like when investors get caught up in the political timing process of the Bahamas. I don't like it. I don't care if it was the FNM or the PLP. I don't like it. When I was minister responsible for finance and investors would come and talk to me, some of them who started off with, oh, you know, I want to do this for your young people and that for young people. You know what I should tell them? I said, with the greatest respect to you, your task here is to do a good business. Because in doing a good business, you will provide jobs, you will provide ancillary business opportunities for my country. And if at the course of your succeeding, you want to do things for young people, that's fine. I said, but when you lead with charitable proposals, it makes me wonder about the substance of your core business model. I could tell you, they have heard that from me, talking about these billions and billions of dollars of this. I don't like when investors get caught up in the political process of the Bahamas. I don't like it. It makes me wonder. I don't like it. I remember making these same comments when Sarkis Ismailian, when he was doing the Bahama development, when Sarkis, during the course of an election, just before an election, put a big spread in the newspaper, and you know what it said? Don't deal in the things you see. So what did that mean? This wasn't Mr. Christie who did that. This was Sarkis Ismailian who did that. Why? What does that mean? Go do your development. look what has happened since. See, I don't like that, because you're an investor. Your job is to do your business. Don't get caught up in my politics. How is it conceivable that you can't hear from Concord Wilshire, but you could die here from a sub-process of Concord Wilshire's development? Come on, man. Come on. Let's be real. Anyways, that's besides the point. So we looked at the economic promise that was made. Oh, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Lang, what I'm calling to find out is the hotel in Freeport. You realize to know that Menes and his executive put us in this problem? Menes can't go and buy the hotel, you know.
Hold on, bro. What problem did they put you in? Tell me, please.
Your children will benefit from it. So right now, it's all is progress. Everything is progress. So you got to realize that. You and me might be around, but your children will benefit from it. Amen. But then,
hold on. See, don't you can't call here and shout at me. Benefit from what? What will we benefit from? Tell me. Hello? Is he on? Firstly, you can only benefit from something if it happens. Today, there has been no in the release of MSC, the release that talks about this deal with MSC, it says that Concord Wilshire is the owner of the hotel property. So MSC is going to buy 20 acres from them. To this day, no one can confirm to me that the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has received $120 million for a sale of Alukaya based on the exchange of a conveyance. No one can confirm that to me this day. When asked about the matter, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas and Minister of Investments, the Honorable Chester Cooper, said, you have to speak to Concord Wilshire. If you are a member of the press, if you are a member of the media, can you confirm to me that the government of the Bahamas is in receipt of $120 million, which the government of the Bahamas said was paid for Concord, paid for the Alukaya property? I don't even read the power got cut off the other day. The staff had issues being paid. The government of the Bahamas was paying the staff for property which this release says is owned by Concord Wilshire. Someone help me understand what that is. Think about that for a moment. Well, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lang, you're right on point, like always, right? But what I'm trying to figure out, right, was this new company, what we never really heard about before, is now proposing to buy 20 or so acres, like you said, right? Is this company a part of the head of agreements with the government, with Kongshou, with developing the hotel?
That's a great question, and the answer is we don't know, because we have never seen the heads of agreement. We don't know. But if that was so, why would it not have been announced when the big announcement was made?
My mind boggled, because I was trying listening to you saying, well, why wasn't this long time priced us? But it's just time in. And this administration really believe that the Bahamian people is asleep, and we just watching these movies them just play right out. But continue on, sir, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But you know, my concern, for instance, just now was in. I'm not blaming the government of the Bahamas. You didn't hear me criticize the government. What I'm criticizing are investors, foreign investors, who inject themselves into the political process of the Bahamas. I find that offensive. Let me tell you, I find it offensive. Okay? Because MSC been around the Bahamas a long time. MSC is a huge investor in the shipyard in Grand Bahama. They've been around a long time. I know some of the folk involved. So, like, all of a sudden now, weeks before election, you can announce you're doing this little 20-acre. And why 20-acre? MSC is a big company. And again, why can't I hear from Concord Wilshire? What is happening to this massive, supposedly very capable investor group? What is happening? Greg Norman was involved. All these kinds of people are involved. What is happening? What is happening with the airport in Grand Bahama? The Prime Minister of our country indicated that they had just mobilized a new company. What the name of the company was now? Polycorn, to do work at the airport. I travel in and out the Grand Bahama International Airport every single week. Nothing's happening at the airport. I don't like when investors do that, man. Don't do that to me. Anyway, we're going to take our final break. And then when we come back, we'll continue and wrap up our conversation. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Quarter, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love, smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar, all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
The following is a paid political message.
For you.
See everybody in Kalane. Change is here. Hey! Hands in the air.
Hey-o!
See everybody in Kalane.
Vote
is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Man, that's a solid decaya. The whites in a goddamn in long and short pants. And they got shirts and polos in all colors for the guys and the stylish ladies' outfits fast.
I like in there. My husband is getting all the uniform for his staff from them.
Their staff good too. Helpful, you know. Everyone knows Dickie's clothes strong. They durable and his wear well.
The Work Center on Rosetta Street, across from Roberts Furniture, your leading distributor of Dickie's workwear.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, brother. Lang. Yeah, everything cool. I read you listening to the show from the beginning. You know, when it comes down to these things, I can listen, right? But let me say something. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask a question, right? Because you have some fanatic, stoops, blind, whatever, right? So for me, like people saying, as the 10-point plans or all of the plans that the current administration has promised, et cetera, I'm seeing a lot of people calling in mitigating, and some people are giving their opinions, visually, but some people are painting a real picture. I listen to you, you're painting a real picture. So I'm listening to this situation, Conchire, Wiltshire, whatever, and the gentleman called asked a very important question. But for me, if we have the reluctance by the status quo or the ruling party to disclose information, you know, I always start laughing when you ask the question about is the $120 million in the bank. We were told it's in the bank. But what I'm saying is, if you have that resistance and the lack of freedom of information, how then can I opine honestly about what they're performing to do? I just hang up and listen because I'm a dummy. I'll listen, brother.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right here. Mr. Lang, you've been around politics for some time. Have you ever known any investors to do something like that?
Well, I have not known them to do it around anything having to do with Ingram time, as I could recall. But, I mean, it may well be so. Like I said, Sarkis is Marillion. When he was doing Bahama, he did something like that in terms of some ads that appeared in all the newspapers, some big full-page ad.
Something like this. Do you think that somebody would, a company would just inadvertently just put
No, that's not accidental. That's not accidental. I don't accept that.
You're saying that this is politically directed?
No. I think sometimes, sometimes. Investors can agree tacitly or otherwise to do a solid for a political body.
Recording stopped.
And so maybe it's just a solid, you know. We're trying to be helpful. It's a good time to make the announcement.
I see. All right. Because, I mean, this is some very, 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 very strategic timing, you know. Why couldn't they do it?
And bear in mind, it's only an announcement. One keen-eye listener to the show asked, what does this announcement mean for the $120 million? What does this announcement mean for the $800 million-plus dollars of investment? And these kinds of things. We have this announcement, but no big announcement about what's happening with the big deal.
Right. Wow.
Right? I don't understand it.
Thank you, brother.
We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Right here, man. What's up?
Okay. But I know today that those who live on corner callers after them. The question around, what I'm calling today?
About the number one thing?
Yeah.
Nobody called in.
I didn't call in. Say their voice, their opinion.
Okay. But you called to voice your opinion about them. You didn't call to voice your opinion about the number one thing.
I just sit back and listen, you know, and you have a good show. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you, man. Thanks. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. This said the property was acquired in 2025, but the government never confirmed the sale. Where's the money? It says all the valuable property sold in a fire sale. No, I don't know, but property sold in a fire sale. I don't know what that is. I don't know. You never know. You might. It says so maybe some of the blame must fall on the leaders of political activities. Okay, not sure what that means. This text says, my brother, great show as always. So informative. You really need 3 hours. And I can't do 3 hours of this, but you all should read my blood pressure in this. I'm just kidding. I can't do 3 hours. 3 hours is a long time. It says, the next time any government comes with 5 years, it's not enough. Ask them why the party doesn't prioritize the people's requests in the first 5 years and then request another 5 years for cronies and no big contracts. Maybe if they put us first, we will reward them with a second 5 years. That's interesting. Wow. That's really interesting. So y'all had time to listen to nonsense last night. They couldn't fulfill their last manifesto in the blueprint for pain, and they want us to believe that fast last night, they're finished. This says, by the way, I understand that the blueprint, the new promises haven't yet been released, eh? I know there was some talks about some of the stuff, but I don't know that the document is. I was searching for it. I couldn't find it. This text says the government is clearly trying to convince grandmama voters that something is about to happen when nothing has happened. Interesting. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.